Unit 3, telephone calls. Basic expressions. This is Dajong Food Store. How may I help you?
Could you put me through to the toy department?
I'd like to order 3 cases of beer.
My name is Tony Smith, Shanghai Hotel Room 2107. My phone number is 6567-8900.
Please make a remittance of 1,500 yuan for the books you've ordered. The postage is included.
Hold on a moment, please.
I'll see if she's in.
I'm afraid she's out at the moment.
I'll be pleased to if I can.
Extension 121, please.
Sorry, the line is busy. Could I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
Sorry, there's no one by the name of Johnson here. Could you hold on a minute? I'll get him for you.
Certainly, thanks. Mr. Smith is tied up at the moment.
Okay, I'll call again later. I'm sorry, I wasn't in when you called.
That's all right. Operator, we were cut off. Could you reconnect me, please?
Just a moment, please. Do you follow me?
Yes, please, go on. Have you got it?
Sorry, do you mind repeating?
Conversations. Dialogue 1. International Trading Company, good morning.
Good morning. May I speak to Mr. Smith, please?
May I ask who is calling, please?
This is Miss Lee from the United Textiles.
Just a minute, Miss Lee. Mr. Smith, Miss Lee from United Textiles wants to speak to you. Put her through, please. Hello, Mr. Smith speaking.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. I'm calling about the draft agreement you sent me.
Dialogue 2. Marketing Manager's Office. Can I help you?
Mr. Smith, please.
Sorry, he is out.
What time do you expect him back then?
Sorry, I am not sure. Can I take a message?
No, thanks. I will call back later.
That's fine. Please call again later.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Dialogue 3. United Development Corporation. May I help you?
I'd like to speak to Mr. Smith, please.
Who shall I say is calling, please?
This is Miss Jung from ABC Corporation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jung, but Mr. Smith is not in at the moment.
When will he come in? Do you know?
I suppose he won't be in until 11 o'clock.
May I leave a message?
Certainly.
Please ask him to give me a call as soon as he returns. He has my number.
Very well, Miss Jung. I'll do that.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Dialogue 4. Is Mr. Jung there, please?
Sorry, I can't hear you. Would you please speak a little louder?
I said, is Mr. Jung there?
Mr. Smith, the line is bad. Don't hang up, please. I'll have to call transfer to another line.
Dialogue 5. Hello, Smith here.
Oh, Mr. Smith, my name is Melva Miller. You don't know me, but I'm a friend of Mike Black.
Oh, yes?
When I told Mike I was coming to live here, he gave me your name and suggested I give you a ring. I was wondering if you could give me some advice.
I'll be pleased to if I can. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a place to live. Mike thought that as you're an estate agent, you might know of something suitable.
Yes, I think I can help you. Why don't you come round and see me? Do you know where my office is?
Yes, I've got the address.
Good. Where are you now?
I'm at the post office.
Oh, well, that's just a few minutes' walk from my office. Come round and see me now.
Thank you very much, Mr. Smith.
Not at all. Dialogue 6.
Good morning. Marketing Department. Can I help you?
Good morning. This is Mr. Kubat. I ordered 5 barrels of your pure water a week ago, but they haven't arrived yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'll check it immediately. Can I have your full name, address, and phone number?
Yes. Bruce Kubat, 480 Jinling Road, 5653-0198.
Thank you, sir. I'll check it with our delivery department and call you back in 15 or 20 minutes. Please accept our sincere apologies.
Oh, that's all right. I'll be waiting for your call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you for calling.
Substitution drills. 1. May I help you?
I'd like to speak to Mr. Smith, please.
May I help you?
May I speak to Mr. Smith, please?
May I help you?
Can I speak to Mr. Smith, please? 2. May I ask who's calling, please?
This is Mr. Fox from United Textiles.
May I know who is this speaking?
This is Mr. Fox from United Textiles.
Who shall I say is calling, please?
This is Mr. Fox from United Textiles.
3. Mr. Smith, please.
This is Mr. Smith speaking.
Is Mr. Smith in?
Smith speaking. Speaking.
Is Mr. Smith there?
Smith here. Is that Mr. Fox?
Mr. Smith, please.
I'm sorry. Mr. Smith is not in at the moment.
Is Mr. Smith in?
Sorry, he just stepped out.
Is Mr. Smith there?
Sorry, he's in the conference.
Mr. Smith, please.
Just a moment, please.
Is Mr. Smith in?
Hold the line, please.
Is Mr. Smith there?
Hang on, please.
4. Mr. Smith, Mr. Lee from United Textiles wants to speak to you.
Put him through, please. Thank you.
Mr. Smith, phone call for you.
Put him through, please. Thank you.
Mr. Smith, you're wanted on the phone.
Put him through, please. Thank you. 5. When will he come in, do you know?
I suppose he won't be in until 11.
What time do you expect him back?
I don't expect him to be available until 2:30.
Will he be back soon?
I'm sorry, I've no idea.
6. May I leave a message?
Certainly.
Could you give him a message?
Sure.
Could you tell him Mr. John called?
Sure. 7. Would you like to leave a message?
Don't bother. I'll call back later.
May I take a message?
Yes. Please tell him to call Mr. John at 231-4567.
Shall I ask him to call you when he returns?
Yes, please. My number is 231-4567.
8. I can't hear you. Would you please speak a little louder?
The line is bad. Would you please say that again?
Sorry. Something is wrong with the phone. It's not clear.
Please repeat that. 9. This is Dajong Food Store. May I help you?
This is Fuda Company. May I help you?
This is the tailoring department. May I help you?
10. Could you put me through to the toy department?
Could you put me through to the information desk?
Could you put me through to the manager's office?
Could you put me through to the fast food restaurant? 11. I'd like to order 3 cases of Carlsberg beer.
I'd like to order a birthday cake.
I'd like to order 100 boxes of mooncakes.
I'd like to order a bouquet of flowers.